Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? Hope you're enjoying your Friday morning. Dubs have won a championship. I don't know which is more impressive, Chris Plank. Golden State winning another championship or Eddie Garcia paying off his bet and getting completely doused by a fountain across the street of the Fox Sports Radio studios. But both were absolutely memorable here.
Well, congrats. Are you happy now? Does this end kind of the 2 year, 3 year frustration?
Well, it's been a good, 2+ years, but it ends the whole thing. The bet has been paid off. He is a man of his word. It was legendary. There will be a video coming out so everybody can see the bet being paid off. But he was in the fountain across the street of the Fox Sports Radio studios. Just absolutely legendary.
As somebody who needed some Z's and maybe might have woken up, 10 minutes before we went on the air. Maybe. I'm not here to point fingers or anything, but could a quick recap help catch us all up to speed what we missed moments ago?
Absolutely. So I'll give you the brief rundown here. This goes back a couple of years ago. The initial bet was I thought the Browns would make the playoffs in a five-year span. Now, this goes back to when they were winless. They had zero wins just a few years ago. And so we made this bet. If Eddie lost, he had to frolic around in the fountain across
the street. Which is amazing that they did it with a crappy quarterback in your terms, like Baker Mayfield. Incredible. That they went from zero wins to 11, but their quarterback still sucks. Incredible.
Well, it happens. We'll definitely get into that side of it where there are sucky quarterbacks who have gotten to the playoffs. You know, it has happened before, but we'll circle back to that one, Chris Blank, because I can tell it's sticking in the craw over there, right? Like, but anyway, they upgrade the talent. Myles Garrett. It, real defense, you know, excellent running game, you know, compensating for their sucky quarterback. And they make it to the playoffs. And so Eddie Garcia has to pay off this bet. He did it today. He succeeded in flying colors. He was just standing there. I'm telling you, Plank, it was Bellagio-esque. this majestic fountain where it just, it starts low. It's barely like an inch or two off the ground, and the water, it just, it rises to this majestic level. And, man, it got Eddie Garcia pretty good.
How deep was it?
It was colder than I thought it was going to be.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Now, you were concerned about the depth of said fountain. Was it as deep as you anticipated, or the lack of depth that you anticipated?
No, it was not. It was pretty shallow, but I was worried about slipping because it was kind of slippery. So I was walking very gingerly. I did not want to fall and slip on my
well done.
Man. Yeah, that would have been brutal. That would have been terrible. It was a little slippery over there, yeah. But it worked out great. Bet has been paid off. Man of his word. I think that's how we should introduce him every time we throw it to an update. The man of his word, Eddie Garcia.
How much cajoling, how much, I don't know, reminding? You tend to be someone that doesn't let something go, Brian. I don't know if you've noticed that about yourself. But how much did it take to actually finally, was it a common thing that was brought up every time you fill in or no?
No, because it's funny, looking back, it didn't take that much because we had this idea that was unofficial. We never really talked it out or anything, but the thought was when I would make it back out to L.A., we would probably do something like we just did.
Gotcha.
And so I've rarely been out here, so it didn't take a whole lot. Didn't take a whole lot for him to pay it off.
Well, congratulations. I think the best part of it is I can imagine, because your side of it was if you were going to jump in what? The same lake that our river that Hugh Jackson did?
Yeah, I was going to jump into Lake Erie because went winless, that's what he did. And I said, okay, if they don't make it to the playoffs in 5 years, which I thought they would, in spite of their sucky quarterback, I would dive into Lake Erie. And thankfully, it didn't come to that.
I mean, that one whole trip, that's you cut it close.
I know. Absolutely cut it close. But we'll get to that later on in the show with the Browns, what's going on with Deshaun Watson, a couple of interesting layers on that plank. I think that you hear this quite a bit in basketball. There's an expression, stuck in the mud, when an offense is just sputtering, they have no rhythm whatsoever. I think as a sports fan, you can get stuck in the mud, meaning stuck in the here and now, instead of looking to the future and how this is going to play out. So we'll do that a little bit later in the show. But we got to start with the Dubs, the Warriors, they get another championship, their fourth one in 8 years. Golden State finishes off the Boston Celtics despite many, 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 many. That's what we talked about yesterday, Plank. Whenever the public is just like, oh, yeah, game seven, no doubt. Game six is a mere formality. I'm like, ah. And I didn't have the guts. I'm kicking myself, Plank. I saw it. I saw it right there. But I didn't have the guts to take the Warriors outright. I took them with the points. But they covered the spread in reverse and then some as they beat Boston convincingly.
Yeah.
And take home another championship.
You know, we got a lot to get to on Steph's legacy. I'm not one of those people that felt like he needed an NBA Finals MVP for vindication or verification or whatever. I never felt that way. But a lot of people did. And so I don't know what their complaint about Steph is going to be now. But it's wild to me to think how hot, and just in this game specifically, right? Let's just focus on game six last night. How everything went Boston's way to start this. I mean, I'm legitimately here. I've got, you know, my studio, and I'm keeping tabs on the game. I'm writing some notes for the show today, and I look up, and it's 12-2. And it's like, okay, uh-huh. What just happened?
Yeah.
And then literally, I felt like the next blink, it was a 15-point Golden State Warrior lead. It could not have gone any better in the first couple of minutes for setting a tone, trying to, hey, we're not going anywhere, planting your flag, if you will, solidifying your belonging. And I mean, I get it. They made a run. They cut it to, what, 8 late. But as soon as that 20-0 run hit, I kind of felt like it was done. And that's a terrible thing to say for, you know, as hard as it looked like Boston fought. But, man, they did some dumb things.
Yeah.
You hit it on the head yesterday. I was thinking about you when watching the defense of the Warriors. Andrew Wiggins, great job last night. That Warriors defense doesn't get the credit it deserves. But why the hell are you switching Al Horford one-on-one with Steph Curry in key moments, right? And switching when you don't have to. I mean, if I'm Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown and I see a that I'm going to have to switch with Al Horford. And I think Jason Tatum even did it a couple times where he left his guy. I like Al Horford. I don't like Al Horford one-on-one with Steph Curry. And that situation presented itself way too much down the stretch of that game for any opportunity. And when Steph saw it, he took him right to the rim and scored with ease. So Boston, good team this year, but man, they did some dumb things to keep themselves from staying in this game.
A lot of them. And look, it was a combination. When you look on the other side of the floor, you look at Boston's offense where just stupid decisions left and right, but outstanding Warriors defense. It's both. So it was both the last three games where you look at Boston scoring 97 points in that Steph Curry epic 43-point performance, right? And then game five, they score 94. And then Boston last night scores 90. They didn't crack triple digits the last three games. And some of that is stupid decision after stupid decision, turnovers, but it's not just bad decisions. It's also outstanding Warriors defense. Sure. And they started to finally get some of their flowers last night, but it's like, we've been seeing this throughout most of the playoffs, especially this series in the last three games. Their defense was superb. And you look at it collectively, it was Andrew Wiggins was phenomenal. He made defensive plays left and right. And so, yeah, I thought that was one of the biggest factors for Golden State winning this series was their defense was so consistently good.
Yeah, it was really good. I will say, I was telling the guys this before we hit the air, completely forgot Andre Iguodala was a Warrior until he checked in late in the game. I was like, what? Are you still on the Warriors? And that resonated with me because he was their defensive guy whenever they made their runs and won their titles a couple years ago. Here he's a bit player that comes in off the bench and plays 1 minute. The dude that ascended into that role was Andrew Wiggins. And, I mean, again, for a guy that was supposed to be terrible, I mean, he just looked amazing. He hits the big three whenever you start to have the run from Boston. But, I mean, you can't – I know that Golden State turned it over a lot last night. They finished with 20 turnovers. But you can do that when you're forcing 22 turnovers. And of those 22 turnovers, you're getting 13 steals in the game last night. And, again, I want to give all the credit in the world to the Warriors' defense, and I don't want Golden State fans mad at me or anything because, again, well, I don't care if you're mad at me, but I think that it deserves the shine, as you say. But gosh, Boston put themselves in some ridiculous situations.
And look at their best player, Jason Tatum.
Oh my gosh.
Rough night. Rough night. 13 points on 18 shots. We got more shots than points. That's bad. That's bad. He was 6-for-18 from the field. And I'll tell you this, Plank, I was thinking about this. I think this is where, when you hear those things, experience and championship DNA, you hear that type of stuff. But it's like, what does that really apply to? I think it goes back to game one. Think about this. Where Golden State, it was clear, they were focusing on Jason Tatum.
Right.
They were like, he's their engine. Let's focus on him. Let's slow him down. And the role players are not just going to kill us. Well, they did kill him in game one. You had that epic shooting performance, a once in a lifetime. The planets aligned, the solar system, everything. You had Derek White, Al Horford, Marcus Smart combined to shoot 15-for-23 from three-point range. Al Horford alone hit 6 3-pointers. That was his Jordan shrug game, you know? But think about how tempting it could have been for the Warriors to overreact to that and say, oh, we got to change our game plan. The role players are killing us. They just lost game one at home.
Right.
And they stuck to what they do. They're like, all right, let's not overreact. Let's not panic. Let's make some subtle adjustments. Let's tweak a few things. But they still keyed on Jason Tatum. And they were like, these role players, they're not going to do that consistently in a full series. And that's exactly how it played out.
I am so in awe of what the Warriors have done, and I want to get into it later in the show, in the team-building side of it, right? So many different players, but you hit it on the head. Gosh, I'm agreeing with you way too much here in the open, but there's so many things that went on last night that just you kind of look at it and you can't do anything but kind of shake your head in awe in a lot of ways, because I thought about game one, and if the Warriors would have done to the Celtics what the Celtics did to the Warriors in game one, we might have had a sweep.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if Boston could have recovered from a meltdown in the fourth quarter like Golden State did. And I think everyone, outside of Arnie Spanier, kind of thought that game one would not be an indication of how the series would go. In other words, we're not going to see the Warriors wet the bed in a fourth quarter. And they still found themselves, even after game one, Brian, in a very tough spot. You know, they win game two, they go to Boston, they lose game three. They're down 2-1.
Sure.
And you don't, again, it sounds corny whenever people talk about a championship mindset, a pedigree, a mindset, the experience. But I think even with basically 3 to 4 guys who have been the consistent pieces that are playing, they still found a way to overcome any of the mistakes they had made. And I mean, put together three straight, very dominant, you know, fourth quarter performances after having a terrible fourth quarter in game one. I'm just, kudos to the Warriors. I didn't think they'd be back. Whenever KD moved on and then Steph got hurt and Klay gets hurt, Brian, I didn't think we'd be talking about this again. I thought it'd be, boy, Steph had a great season. Look at all those threes he hit. Oh, there's Draymond being a moron getting technicals. Oh, look, Klay Thompson's back. He's knocking down threes late in the game. It's big time. And, oh, they beat the Lakers in a meaningless first-round playoff game. I did not envision Jordan Poole being what he became. I did not envision Looney taking the steps that he made. It's just, it's really, to me, a testament to team building, to coaching, and to Steph Curry that they're in this spot. I'm in awe right now of what they've been able to do, and they were on display all night last night in Boston.
They were, and that was what a sweet way to end it.
Absolutely.
On the road, the same venue, they're chanting FU Draymond, and you always hear this, like, you want to win it at home. I think it was sweeter for them to win it on the road in Boston. But lots of layers to get to. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal. Gotta have it. Gotta be swift. We don't have time to dilly-dally over here. And a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. All right, coming up next, what Steph Curry has in common with the GOAT of another sport. I'm Brian Noe. He's Chris Plank. We're in for the guys here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva,
Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Brian Noe. He's Chris Plank here on Fox Sports Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. You know, Plankster, let me throw something at you here. You all ears over there. Is there a wasp around? Are they open for business?
I think they're still asleep. They'll start attacking me here in an hour or two or three. I keep waiting for it. My studio is a disconnected garage from my house, and it literally is where our previous owner would park their cars. So little scent of oil. I might be high after the program, and obviously bugs galore. So I'm fighting for the people, Brian. That's what I do.
Hey, you power through.
That's right. That's
you power through. So let me throw this at you. Draymond Green, he was talking about this after the win last night. Warriors win another championship. And he said, for all those, I'm paraphrasing here, but for all those people in the postgame press conference, for everybody saying, oh, Steph had to win to solidify his legacy. No, he didn't. That was stupid. But it got me thinking. And there were a lot of naysayers, there's no doubt about it, where some people said he was the product of a system, and they harp on his deficiencies, like on the defensive end, and there are criticisms to be made, but it made me think of, he didn't need this to solidify his legacy, meaning winning a fourth ring. He would have still gone down as an all-time great player, but man, this helps boost his legacy, and it reminds me of Tom Brady. Where if you look at Brady, he didn't need to win his seventh ring to solidify his legacy. But winning that seventh ring was a huge deal. To win a ring away from the Patriots and away from Belichick, and it didn't make his legacy, it didn't solidify it, but it boosted it greatly. So I see a parallel between both Brady and Steph Curry, where it wasn't essential. It didn't make or break their legacy, but man, it boosted it a lot more than before.
Oh, I think that's a great point. God, you can't stop it. What'd you do? Did you take something this morning? You're making great points this morning. Because I shake my head in utter disgust whenever I hear people that question Tom Brady. I'm like, he literally went to a completely different team. What do you need from him where you're not going to accept that he's great? I mean, I think sometimes people get on a hill and that hill is crumbling to its foundation, but they're ready to die on it regardless of how dumb it makes them look. And I feel like there's still going to be people that do that today with Steph Curry. I don't know how. I'm here for it because I'd love to see how you can question, well, he missed a shot in the third quarter. I mean, is that what we're going
<That's>
to, right? Is that what it's going to come down to?
Yeah.
Because he did it. Listen, I understand that some people can say that trio and Steph and Klay and Draymond. But, you know, Klay hasn't been a regular part of this team for a full season, right? I mean, literally, he didn't, off the top of my head, maybe it would have been smart of me to look, but I want to say until what, at the very least, after the All-Star break, where he really kind of started to hit Klay Thompson's groove, maybe a little bit later than that. So Steph Curry, not only, you know, some might say, well, he's had the same crew, but he's had the same two guys with him, but with Klay, it's been the injury.
Right.
And then it's a completely different supporting cast.
Sure.
A completely different. So if you wanted to dog them for going and getting KD to win a couple of titles and then KD's injury coming in 19 and not allowing them to beat the Raptors, however you wanted to knock them before, man, this really silences that, doesn't it?
It really does. And think about it. Think how much has changed, as you've said. It's not just the new guys that are a part of the team with Andrew Wiggins and Otto Porter Jr. You go down the list, Jordan Poole. These are new players. They weren't around for any of the earlier rings. But it's also, it's Klay and Draymond Green, where think of how different they are in terms of versions of themselves. Where Draymond Green, years ago, he was a triple-double machine.
Sure.
Draymond played really well last night. That was one of the only games he played well in. And Klay Thompson, we always talk about Game 6 Klay. That was not on display last night, right? 12 points on 20 shots. That was not even a good performance by Klay. And so for Steph, he really did. He put the team on his back, and he was absolutely tremendous. But, yeah, it boosts his legacy greatly. We weren't talking about Steph being the best point guard of all time before he won his fourth ring and his first finals MVP.
We're doing
that now. And you go back to when Brady left New England, it was not unanimous that Brady was more responsible for the Patriots dynasty than Belichick. But he goes to Tampa, wins a ring, and it's like, oh yeah, it was Brady. Right? There were a lot of people fashionably late arriving to that party and giving Brady his just due. But I just see a parallel between Steph and Brady, where winning their latest ring, it was huge for their legacy. Although it didn't make it, it boosted it greatly.
Yeah, I mean, and it would have been interesting to see what the reaction would be like had Golden State not shown that championship medal and not bounced back, right, from game one, and that kind of weighed him down. But that's not what this franchise is about. And you mentioning Draymond Green, listen, I know that for a lot of people he's rubbed in the wrong way. I fall in that category. But you can't deny what he does in this setting, what he does for this team, and doing it in a way that is much different than before. In the previous, let's see, three, four, five, in the previous seven trips that the Warriors had made just to the playoffs alone, he was a double-digit scoring machine, right? Mm-hmm. He averaged double digits in six of those seven seasons. And you mentioned the triple-double aspect to it. 9 rebounds per game, 10 rebounds per game, 9.3. This is all in the playoffs. And the dude barely averaged 9 points per game and barely averaged even 8 boards. Now, that's still, you know, good for his role, but it's not what it was. So you got to step up there. You had experience that was gone, right? Andre Iguodala, again, like I said, completely forgot he was on the team. Came in for his curtain call. You know, names like David West had moved on. As interesting as it was to bring this name up, but Zaza Pachulia was a guy who had played a role for them. Andrew Bogut at time. It's a completely different supporting cast, and everyone almost fits perfectly in what their new role was. And yet, who's the ringleader of them all?
Mm-hmm.
Who's the guy that's still there? Steph Curry.
So
it's got to be fascinating to find out what the haters. And again, I don't see a ton of it that just are like, oh, he's a terrible basketball player, but it's sports radio. So someone's crafting that take as we get rolling here on a Friday morning. But I'm in awe, dude. I am in utter awe today. And maybe it's some bitterness. Maybe it's some jealousy because the Lakers haven't been able to do what the Warriors have been able to do over the last 5, 6, 7 years. And you just have to, you got to bow to them. You got to kind of tip your hat to them. It's incredible. It's incredible to see how they've rebuilt this and still found a way to be a dominant force in the NBA.
I like what you said about crafting. Crafting an argument.
Oh, gosh. It's happening like crazy right now.
You know, there's some epic audio after the game last night, Chris, where, of course, the Warriors win a championship to close out the Celtics on their home floor in Game 6. And Klay Thompson, after the win, he had a great quote about the Memphis Grizzlies. You got to just check this out. It is top shelf. Here you go.
Strength in numbers is alive and well. I can't wait. There's this one player on the Grizzlies who tweeted strength in numbers after they beat us in the regular season, and it pissed me off so much. I can't wait to retweet that thing. Freaking bum. That, I had to watch that. I'm just like, this freaking clown. Okay. Sorry. That memory just popped up. You're going to mock us? Like, you ain't ever been there before, bro. We've been there. We know what it takes. So to be here again, hold that.
Wow. That is tremendous. And it was Jaren Jackson Jr. who put that out there. Regular season, Grizzlies win a game, strength in numbers. You heard Clay.
That's pretty funny.
Clay's not happy, not a fan of that.
Well, Clay Thompson hasn't tweeted since May 17th. So where's the retweet at, Clay? I need it. I mean, I'm just and it's funny because I think at the time you're feeling, again, I'm not here to defend Jaren Jackson Jr. by any stretch of the imagination, but you're kind of feeling yourself, right? Because the Grizz are rolling and you feel good about things. And then talk about your all time when keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, in fairness, I mean, Jackson is a double-digit scoring guy in the league, so I don't necessarily know if you want to call him a bum. But still, I completely understand that frustration from Clay. Now, get to Twitter.com and give me the retweet, Clay, because I'm tired of looking at your Mountain Dew legend tweet from May 17th. Oh. Let's go. Let's go. I want to see the petty. I thought the king of petty was Steph Curry. Let's go, Clay.
Clay missed that tweet like he missed all those threes last night. Bum.
So Clay's the bum. This is a reversal over here.
That
by
dude
Roberto.
Is. That guy is finished, dude.
Oh, that's great.
Where is this bitterness coming from? Huh?
Well, I'm not a fan of any team in the Bay Area.
Oh, so. I see it. As he's wearing his Dodger stuff. I get it now. I understand. I get the deal here. Let me throw this at you too, Chris. Where?
Yeah.
I was thinking about Jeff Van Gundy has said this before. And it's a great line. He says, comparison is the thief of joy. And there's a lot of truth to that, right? If you say, oh, Steph Curry compared to this legendary NBA player, he doesn't stack up, and all of a sudden the joy is lost, you know? Or LeBron compared to Jordan, all those type of things. But I think last night made me think of a different way, where sometimes comparison is the thief of the truth. And I think that applies to the Warriors, where the Warriors now have been compared to the Warriors of the past. And it's like, that got people away from the truth of how great of a team they currently are, right? It's not about the Warriors now compared to the Warriors in 2015 when they won their first championship and before all the injuries to Klay Thompson and all of that. It's not the Warriors now compared to the KD Warriors and how dominant they were. It's the current Warriors compared to the other current teams in the NBA, right? It's not about the Warriors now to the Warriors then. It's about who their competition is currently. And they just showed that they're the best as of right now. So I think that they were doubted primarily because they were compared to themselves years ago to a fault. And it got a lot of people away from the truth.
And what a kudos to the legacy that they had built, right? The foundation that they had put forth prior to this run this season. I'm so bad at this. I'm just going to make it very clear, Brian. I hate whenever these types of things come up because they're, let's see, comparison is the thief of joy, thief of truth. I like to call them fun suckers. They fuck the, excuse me, hold on. They suck the fun, safe zone. They suck the fun out of the whole celebration. They really do. And the mindset that you would wake up this morning and the first thing you, and again, I'm a Lakers fan. I cannot hide my allegiances. But the idea that the first thing I would do is wake up and say, well, they're not the same Warriors team that they were in 17-18 when they had Durant. Yeah. Who cares?
Right.
Right? I mean, and to try to compare it to that is, as you mentioned, it's unfair. It takes away from this team. It causes you to drop F-bombs on the air. And in the end, more than anything else, it's wrong. I mean, every single team has their own identity and every single team has their own mindset and every single team has their own positives and negatives. And then suddenly to say, well, they're not that team. I don't know about you, Brian, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Championships silence everything in my mind whenever it comes to critiques.
I'm just saying that's where it stems from. The reason that the Warriors were doubted so much, if you do the math on it, it's because even though people aren't directly saying it, they're not as good as they once were. That's what they're thinking. That's what leads to them being doubted as much as they were. Where, I mean, think about last night going into game six. It was just like, oh, yeah, game seven, no doubt. It's a no-doubter.
No.
It's like, wait, what?
We went around the horn, and we all kind of felt the same way, right? It's like, what is this based on? Where are we getting this from? Well, it's in Boston, and I know they lost there, but they're going to win this because it's on their home court, and that's, you were right. That's all we had.
Yeah, but that's what it stems from. The reason they were doubted so much is because people, indirectly, they were comparing them to their past dominant ways. And with Kevin Durant, they were a better version of themselves, but that doesn't mean that they weren't still good enough to win a championship. And that's what they did exactly. You see this all the time.
Yeah, and I'm such a nerd right now. I'm sitting here. I just started following this season StatMuse on Twitter. Yeah. Really good account. Maybe, I don't know, sometimes I feel like they make up numbers because they're so in-depth. But, I mean, there's things that people will probably complain about today. Like I saw this in the last nine finals, only three teams have won a championship while being out-rebounded. The Warriors in 15, 18, and 22. I'm sure someone's going to find a problem with that, right? It's like, well, see, how can they be one of the greatest? But I don't think we're sitting here this morning trying to call this Warriors team one of the greatest of all
time. No.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, so I think we could calm down there just a little bit.
Epic segment. I didn't know Klay Thompson was a fan of Mountain Dew, and I didn't know you would accidentally drop an F-bomb.
It happens.
We're wide awake, man.
That
was a jolt of Mountain Dew right
Nobody heard it, so it's okay.
Yeah, good get. Thank you. When you try to combine fun, sucker together, I'm just going to give you guys a word of advice.
Yeah.
Do it very slowly in the future.
Hey, note taken. No doubt. The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for smooth hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. All right, coming up next, can this nice guy finish first? I'm Brian Note. He's Chris Plank. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Brian Noe. He's Chris Plank here on Fox Sports Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Discover. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June. On up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply.
So, watching video right now, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Vlad.
Eddie Garcia.
Oh, man.
It's a very long intro.
Too long?
I don't know. I can't hear it.
Sounds like you're upset with this intro.
No. Okay. It's almost as if, you know, when you have a press conference, by the way.
I can tell he just got doused.
He steps
with your
in.
Reaction. Oh, yeah.
Gosh, there's like three different layers to this thing.
Oh, it's tremendous. I'm telling you.
How have I never noticed this in front of the studio?
You'll never not see it again, you know? That's a landmark from this point on.
But Eddie wasn't kidding, man. There's no room like to do a swan dive or anything in that if you wanted. But it's out there at Eddie on Fox. No, and I will retweet it. But kudos to a man of his word, one Eddie Garcia. Apologize, Brian. No, it's just I finally got a chance to see it, and I am in awe of a man paying off his bet like that.
Hey, no problem whatsoever. It's legendary. I can't be mad at you seeing legendary video and letting the world know about it. It's all good. So you've heard this expression, as all of us have, that nice guys finish last, right? You've heard that. Can a nice guy finish first? That would be Lamar Jackson, because I've seen this headline. Lamar Jackson is keeping it private and drama-free during contract extension talks with Ravens. And I'm starting to wonder, like, is that good for business? You know, it's like, we'll keep it private, drama-free, not really force the issue. Are you going to get the deal you're seeking when that's the dynamic? And this was Lamar Jackson talking about it. Check this out.
Do you plan to have a conversation about the contract before the season begins?
Oh, we actually did. We did. You know, it's a conversation. That's all. We're just keeping it private.
Do you and Eric just doing the one-on-one talking? Can you take us through any of that?
We're having a conversation. So,
is it going to continue during the season?
We have a conversation.
Play here the rest of your career?
I expect so. Yes, I do.
Watch the national guys talk. A lot of them say they wouldn't step on the field with your brand of football without a deal. Do you buy into that?
Nah, I don't buy into it at all. You know, I play football. That's what I'm here for.
Okay, so a couple of layers, Chris, right?
Yeah, gosh, they're really trying to get him to take a shot, aren't they?
The first one is, I respect it.
Yeah.
I love that he's taking this professional approach. He's not rocking the boat, not doing all those things. Just, yeah, we're talking. We're working things out. You know, he's not tough to deal with at all, but it just makes me wonder, and this isn't some like sly criticism or something. It's like, does that help him get the deal that he's seeking? You know, I respect his approach, but does that really put the Ravens, does that put the pressure on the Ravens? Does that inspire them to give him what he's looking for? Because I love that he's being a pro about it, but I don't know that it helps him get the deal he's seeking. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about Kyler Murray for being so open about his contract demands?
Well, look, it comes back at the end of the day. Do you have the goods?
Right.
Do you have the goods to...
Lamar won an MVP, right?
Yeah, to justify... Yeah, the money that you're seeking, sure.
But I feel like you're almost, from that perspective, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, right?
Yeah, right.
If you go out, and even as an MVP who's coming off an injury-riddled season like Lamar Jackson was last year, or whatever he was dealing with, illness-riddled, however you want to phrase it, he could not show up and everyone would be fine with it, I think, right? And stylistically, he is a dude that puts his body in harm's way. I don't know. I kind of like it because it doesn't seem like they're that far off, right? Maybe if he sat down and what Eric DaCosta showed him wasn't in the ballpark of what he wants. I don't know, Brian. I'm assuming a lot of things here. But the only thing I can truly assume is maybe they're just not as far off as other situations that would warrant not showing up to camp. Like Terry McLaurin. Maybe they're so far off he doesn't want to show up. Maybe with Lamar, maybe they're not as far off as we might think.
Yeah, could be. Maybe. And we got to give it a little bit of time because this could be just a negotiating tactic with Lamar. But the one thing we should be able to agree on, that dude needs a long-term deal. The style of play, you heard that question at the end. He plays such an aggressive style, and injuries are going to happen. It's just, they're bound to happen. So I think he needs that long-term security with that guaranteed cash. Hey, coming up next, Chris Plank, the man, the myth, the legend, driving us the next hour.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.